This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some school districts in Colorado struggled to balance their budgets before the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports on a new state audit.
The report covers a three-year period that ended in June of last year. It looks at the state's 178 school districts. Almost 20% of them missed at least one of five targets used to measure a district's financial health. The report shows the most common problem comes when districts have to use reserves to make up for state funding cuts. Some school districts report they used reserve money for technology purchases, increased costs of special education, and salaries. The pandemic is expected to hurt districts' finances even more. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado will require many state workers to take at least one furlough day off before next July to help make up a budget gap. It applies to non-essential workers making over $50,000 a year. The Air Force Academy football team will wear a unique uniform for their two games this year. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
The normally blue-clad Air Force Falcons will be donning gray and red for their October 3rd home game against Navy and at West Point to play Army on November 7th. The design scheme of the uniforms evokes elements of the P-51 Mustang fighter planes flown by the Tuskegee Airmen's 332nd Fighter Group. They're meant to honor those historic black World War II pilots. This is the fifth season the football team has worn a special uniform to honor the history of U.S. aviation warfare. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, part two of NPR's investigation follows the legal battle unfolding over evidence that many inmates' lungs filled with fluid as they are executed by lethal injection. That story is next. Also coming up, a Zimbabwean novelist talks about her book, The Mournable Body, which was shortlisted for a Booker Prize last week. That story comes your way in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. The chance of rain tonight exists for much of Colorado, and we are looking at lows in the 50s and 60s, mainly along the Front Range and on the western slope, and it will be around 40 for the mountains. This is CPR News.